As Becca just mentioned, Catch Me If You Can opens tonight at Walton Arts Center. The Technicolor musical uses the true story of a legendary forger, Frank Abagnale Jr., as inspiration. Much like the Steven Spielberg movie of the same name, the stage production allows the audience to see not only the exploits of Frank Abagnale, but the FBI agent in pursuit, Carl Hanratty. The musical takes full advantage of the high-flying era of commercial flight in the 1960s, when passengers dressed up for their flights, and being a pilot or stewardess, as was the common term then, was seen as a ticket to adventure. Last week, I reached Merritt David Janes, the actor who portrays Carl Hanratty, the by-the-book federal agent trying to apprehend Frank Abagnale. Merritt David Janes has been at Walton Arts Center before as part of the touring cast of Beauty and the Beast. He's a graduate of the Circle in the Square, a school with famous alums like Philip Seymour Hoffman. And last week, he told me that playing a button-down character like Carl Hanratty in a lavish musical is quite the treat.
That actually helps me play him more, I think. He's a very... when I think of him being by the book, that means he's absolutely driven to accomplish what he sets out to accomplish in his job. So, you know, that's great information about the character, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it makes it easier to portray him knowing that he's an absolute by the book guy. I don't think he's an easy... No character is easy to portray because we have to keep looking for all these, you know, all these different circumstances and how they lead into one another, and in order to make them, you know, seem believable. And in this case, it's extra important because it actually happened.
Of course, this was a role that was in Broadway. Norbert Leo Butz won a Tony and a Drama Desk Award. Did you happen to see the production when it was on Broadway?
You know, I unfortunately didn't. I've been on tour for the last 5 years, and I have not been able to see many shows back home. But I did see a recording of Norbert's work, and I thought he's, you know, just absolutely fantastic. And you know, of course, Mr. DiCaprio's work in the movie I thought was really fantastic, as well as Tom Hanks. You know, when you look at Tom and you look at Norbert and you look at myself, these are each very different versions of this character. And the reason that is because, you know, we as actors, when you're trying to identify with the circumstances of each character, we can't forget ourselves, you know, and what we bring to the table, and we have to act as though this were happening to us as well. So it's kind of like making these two parallel lines meet, one being the actor and one being the character.
I know you're an alum of Circle in the Square. I'm just curious what classes and what life is like at that institution.
Well, I call it the Hogwarts School of Theater. It's got a lot of it's a great school, a lot of fantastic teachers, and they have a lot of different perspectives. So they really bring a variety of perspectives to, you know, regarding the world of theater. And you know, you go through each class, and one class you may be experiencing one perspective. You go to your next class, and it may seem contradicting, but really, it's just they tell you at the beginning you have your bag of tools, and by the end of the time that you're there, hopefully, you have a lot more tools in your bag.
This will actually be a return for you to Walton Arts Center.
Yes, it will. I was there with Beauty and the Beast.
When you're backstage, and as you mentioned, you've been in many productions, you've been touring, it seems like nonstop if you look at your resume. When you come back to a venue, do you recognize it, or are you at so many and working so hard that they begin to blend together?
Well, I do recognize them. Sometimes it takes me a little while. It's kind of like a deja vu. I feel like Jason Bourne when I go back, except I'm, you know, not like a CIA agent. I'm an actor. You know, the Yeah, I remember Fayetteville. I was we actually stayed in this. What I remember was we stayed in this house that was like way up in the country. We rented the house. It was, I think, the professor of architecture at the university there. It was his house, and I remember that this house was. It was a road that turned into a dirt road that turned into a narrow dirt road that turned into a goat path, and we barely got the car up. And, you know, we would go back and forth every day, and the rest of the cast was staying closer to the theater, closer to the campus there, and I'm really looking forward to doing that this time.
Merritt David James portrays FBI agent Carl Hanratty in the musical Catch Me If You Can. The production opens a 6-day, 8-show run at Walton Arts Center tonight. You can learn more at waltonartscenter.org.
As a result of the Civil War, about 1 out of every 3 people in the South were suddenly freed from slavery. Bruce Levine writes about why the Civil War was America's second revolution and how it transformed the South and American politics in his new book, The Fall of the House of Dixie. We'll talk with Levine on the next Fresh Air.
Fresh Air tonight at 6 on KUAF 91.3 FM.